The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
World Menopause Day is this Friday, 18th of October, and this evening an event called Menopause Hashtag No Taboo takes place in Dublin. It's organised by founder of the Menopause Hub, Loretta Dignam, and features guest speakers Barbara Taylor, MD, a doctor who offers education on menopause on YouTube and radio and in her books, who is looking fabulous sitting in front of me now, I have to say. And we also have Nigel Denby in studio, dietitian and nutritionist who has specialised in women's health and the menopause. So great to have you all here.
Good to be here.
Have you all flown in just this morning? I know, Loretta, last night.
We came in yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you've rested and you're recovered and ready for all the questions.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Loretta, I will start with you. First of all, tell us what led you to start the Menopause Hub?
Well, I guess I was going through menopause. I didn't know anything about perimenopause, so that whole piece skipped by me and I didn't even know such a thing existed.
You've got to educate me a little bit here.
Sorry,
now as well.
Perimenopause is before your periods finish.
Yes.
And up to the 12 months before your periods finish.
Okay.
So that's the phase leading up to, and it's usually in a woman's 40s because the average age of menopause is 51.
Okay.
And I started, my period stopped a month before I was 50, and immediately the hot flushes started and I ended up having a range of symptoms, none of which I knew were connected to the menopause actually, but it was the hot flushes. I would have had 20 or 30 a day. I would have had dry eye, really bad dry eye. I would have had fatigue, no energy. The biggest thing for me actually was lack of mojo, or the lack of vitality, or va-va-voom, if you call it that. And I just fell flat. So I had a myriad of symptoms, most of which I didn't know were connected, as I said, to the menopause.
So when you went to your GP and said, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that, was it not, did your GP have to connect that all back to the menopause? You're saying no.
Well, I didn't go for my GP because for 3 years, once I knew I was at no periods and I had the hot flushes, I said, oh, I'm menopausal. So I was terrified to go anywhere. I looked up information, which was all conflicting. I was terrified of HRT because I thought, oh my goodness, you know, it's for, it'll give me breast cancer, which isn't true. The risks are very low. I was terrified that, you know, I said, that's for older women. And also, that's for women who can't power through. That was my
isn't it mental what we kind of tell ourselves?
Yeah, and that was picked up over the years through I don't know what. So I didn't go and see anybody, and I tried all these over-the-counter solutions: sage, black cohosh, magnets in my underwear.
I have a lot to learn. I have a lot to look forward to. Magnets in my underwear. But that would have been for a completely different reason.
The only thing, after paying €35, I might add, the only thing that happened was when I went into the supermarket, the wire basket or the trolley stuck to my to my midriff. So, needless to say, so I powered on anyway for three years, and eventually I said, this thing isn't going away, I better go somewhere. So I went to my GP, and it was a very quick consultation because they don't have a lot of time, and she basically prescribed a patch, which is kind of a one-size-fits-all. And in reality, I found out since that I'm sensitive to progesterone, so I could never take the pill, contraceptive pill, and I couldn't have a Marina coil. So I didn't react well to that. And then if the GP had asked me a few more questions and a bit more time, I would have, she would have certainly not prescribed that. So I took this patch off after a few weeks because I felt dreadful. And I went to somebody who knew a lot more about the menopause. And it was an education. It was a revelation. I finally connected the symptoms. And they asked me, did I have pains in my joints? And I said, no. I said, any pains in your ankles? And I said, how do you know? I was amazed that these were all connected. Yes. So I started on hormone replacement therapy. I got the facts. What are the risks? What are the benefits? And when I saw the risks versus the benefits, I said, what have I got to lose? Mm. So I got all my symptoms went within a very short period of time. And I got my mojo back. And I decided there and then, gosh, I need to tell women about this.
Yes.
And I started to speak to more and more women who said they'd put up with symptoms for 10 years. And I said, right, that's it. Today's the day I'm going to actually open a clinic. So
okay.
I started.
And you started. Okay, Barbara, bringing you in here. Now, okay. You are a bit of a YouTube sensation. They call you, is it Menopause Taylor?
Menopause Taylor.
Menopause Taylor.
A lot of them call me Menopause Barbie, though.
Menopause Barbie, okay.
But so, Barbie doesn't get a menopause, I'd say.
No, clearly not. She's one of the lucky ones. So what was your own experience?
My own experience?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a gynecologic surgeon, obstetrician gynecologist, but I had endometriosis.
Okay.
And as a young woman, I had difficulty with pain after, I mean, pain with periods and pain after intercourse. And being that I was a gynecologist, I knew what the history of endometriosis entailed and how it was a disease that was not going to go away and that I would be dealing with it for many, many years to come. And I made the decision to go ahead and treat it once and for all. And so when I was 34, I had a surgical procedure to remove my uterus, my cervix, wow, my fallopian tubes, and my ovaries. So removal of your ovaries causes menopause because,
yes,
your ovaries are your hormone and egg factory. And so I became menopausal at the age of 34 by surgical means, which means suddenly. And so my menopause happened very quickly and very early. And so I was put on estrogen therapy at the time of my surgical procedure and took it ever since. So I never had any symptoms of menopause. I never had to experience any of it. But of course, I was in a profession where I dealt with it all the time.
You knew the
and
facts.
I knew all the facts. And I also knew all the benefits and risks of taking HRT, not taking HRT, and all the benefits and risks of having the consequences of estrogen loss at the age of 50 after having 30 years of endometriosis. And for me, there was just no contest. And I was a career person. I didn't have time to be bothered with the problems that endometriosis entails. So I've been menopausal now for 25 years.
Okay.
Now I'm 60, so here we are.
And doesn't she look great?
Honest to God, I have to get a selfie with you before you leave here. You describe menopause as like puberty in reverse.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Just tell us a bit.
Well, you know, puberty is when you begin your reproductive life. Menopause is when you end your reproductive life. It's like puberty is the on switch and menopause is the off switch. And if you think about it, they're really very similar.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
you start your periods with puberty, you end them with menopause. You have physical, emotional, behavioral changes at puberty that last 2 or 3 years, and it's really difficult for your family and everyone's miserable and it's a really rocky time and you might be depressed and you might have all kinds of acne and stuff. Guess what? It happens the same way at menopause. All of that stuff happens again. And, you know, it's the reverse of each other. And the problem with it is that everyone's familiar with puberty, but they're not familiar with menopause. People talk about puberty and have patients with puberty and support puberty, but no one has that for menopause. And so it's really the very same process. It's menopause is like you're a geriatric teenager and people just don't treat it like they know anything about it. They don't talk about it. They're not familiar with it. And it's
what's the biggest misconception about menopause in your experience?
The biggest misconception is that it's temporary. Mm-hmm. The biggest misconception is the idea of been there, done that. Like, it's a transition and that's all there is to it. And the truth of the matter is that you are a postmenopausal woman for the rest of your life. You will spend the last one-third to one-half of your life as a postmenopausal woman living without your estrogen. And you have a right to know about that and know the consequences of that and know how to recognize that so that you can make the rest of your life the best of your life. That's really what it's about. It can be the greatest time ever.
What happens, because as you said, you're a medical doctor, what happens to the female hormones during menopause? Like, what's the actual physical happening?
Well, the first thing that happens is the hormone progesterone. Progesterone. Pro means in support of, gest means gestation or pregnancy, on means hormone. Progesterone is the hormone in support of pregnancy. So women produce it so that it can support a pregnancy. That's its only function. That's the first thing that disappears. And when that disappears, that is what we call perimenopause, meaning you're on your way to menopause land, but you're not there yet. And what happens when you lose your progesterone is your periods become very wacky. Heavy periods, crazy periods, irregular periods, longer periods, all kinds of wacky periods. And you might start having a few symptoms of menopause, but primarily you still have your periods and you, for the most part, things are closer to normal than they are abnormal. That can last for 2 to 10 years. And then you get to what we call postmenopause, which is where you lose your estrogen. And estrogen is your female hormone. Mm. You know, it's like the fairy tale, the three bears, you know, mama bear, papa bear, and baby bear. No, well, the great thing about the three bears is they all had their own things, their own bed, their own chair, their own porridge. And estrogen is mama bear's hormone. It's the female hormone. So it's the hormone that makes you feminine and sexy and feel wonderful and do all these things. But it also has a lot of health benefits for you. It keeps your heart arteries really soft. It keeps your brain really supple and active. And it keeps your bones from disappearing.
Yes.
And so when you lose your estrogen, your body goes through this deficiency state where it says, oh my God, I lost something that I need. And you have 22 symptoms that make you miserable. Hot flashes and night sweats and mood swings and all kinds of things like the reverse of puberty.
Yes.
And then that's when you have reached that state that you'll stay in for the rest of your life. And then about 2 years later, you lose your testosterone. So really all the reproductive hormones disappear.
Mm. God, is there anything positive at all to be talked about? Well, is there anything we've got to look forward to?
But yes, there actually is, isn't there?
Well, we'll finish on a positive note, but first, I want to come to Nigel first, who, as I said, is a nutritionist in the area of menopause. What drew your interest specifically to this area, Nigel?
Well, if you work in any type of nutrition and dietetics, you're trying to help people change. And ultimately, you know, that's hard work. People want a quick fix. They're not looking at changing their lifestyle. The one thing about working with women during the menopause is they tend to be at a point in their life where they're ready to take charge. Yeah. And that, for me, is a brilliant window of opportunity. You know, as Barbara says, the symptoms that, from a nutritional point of view, that we can really do something about are this risk to heart health, are the risk to bone health. But for women who come to see me, generally, they're not asking about those things. They're asking about this stone and a half, two stone that suddenly appears around the upper part of their body and
the
they just can't get rid
tire.
Of it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And they often are thinking, well, you know, that must be something that I'm doing. And it's another symptom of menopause. And we can do something about it. And for so many women, this is actually the first time in their life they, if they take on board the advice I can give them, that they can get in charge of their weight.
Yeah. Mm.
And as Barbara says, for me, this is actually, you know, you've got another, what, two, three, 4 decades to live after menopause. 200 years ago, women would be dead at 50.
Yeah.
You were never meant to live beyond this point. But now you can have the best years of your life if you take on board that this is now a time to start living differently.
Okay, so very quickly, what are your top tips for a healthy menopause?
For me,
yes.
Get some proper advice. If you live in Ireland, go and look at the Menopause Hub and actually see the advice that's available to you that's accurate, evidence-based, and that works. Don't look on the internet. Don't do a search and find
all
the crazies. Go and talk to people who really know. You do not have to put up with this.
Okay. Yeah. Loretta, very quickly tonight, where is the talk going on?
The talk is in the Richmond. It's the old Richmond Hospital in North Brunswick Street. And it's on at 6 o'clock till 9:15. And Mary Coughlin is going to sing at the end.
Fabulous. You see, we're going to end on a positive note.
Yeah,
after
exactly.
all. Thank you so much for coming in. Back after this.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.